Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Cincinnati Reds and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Billy Werber. Batting second. The second baseman, Lonnie Frey. Batting third. The right fielder, Ivel Goodman. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Frank McCormick. Batting fifth. The catcher, Ernie Lombardi. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Lee Gamble. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Wally Burger. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Billy Myers. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bucky Walters. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Bucky Walters. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Stan Heck. Batting second. The second baseman, Billy Herman. Batting third. The left fielder, Augie Gallen. Batting fourth. The catcher, Gabby Hartnett. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jim Gleason. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Rip Russell. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Dick Bartel. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Claude Passo. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Claude Passo. And now, play ball. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber hits a fly ball into center field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey hits a fly ball into center field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ivel Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Goodman moves to third. Ernie Lombardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardi hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Gleason. Lombardi reaches second base with a double. Goodman scores. McCormick moves to third. It's 1-0, Reds. Lee Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble hits a line drive into left field. Gallen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Stan Heck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heck hits a fly ball into right field. Goodman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Myers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen hits a fly ball into right field. Goodman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Wally Burger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Myers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myers hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Passo fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bucky Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters strikes out. There goes Myers. The throw from Hartnett to second, and Myers is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Frey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Gleason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gleason hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCormick scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gleason for the out. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds takes first base on ball four. Rip Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Myers fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0 for 1 in the game. Werber hits a fly ball into center field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey is 0 for 1 in the game. Frey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ivel Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Goodman takes first base on ball 4. Frey moves to second. Frank McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McCormick hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frey scores. Goodman moves to third. It's 2-0, Reds. Ernie Lombardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardi is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Lombardi hits a ball on the ground towards first. Russell fields it, throws to second for 1, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Claude Passo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Passo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Frey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0 for 1 in the game. Hack strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Lee Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 0 for 1 in the game. Gamble hits a fly ball into left field. Gallen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Berger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Berger strikes out. Two outs. Billy Myers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myers is 0 for 1 in the game. Myers hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0 for 1 in the game. Herman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 0 for 1 in the game. Gallen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Herman moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 0 for 1 in the game. Hartnett bunts in front of the plate. Lombardi fields it and throws to first for the out. Herman moves to third. Gallen moves to second. One out. Jim Gleason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gleason is 0 for 1 in the game. Gleason hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Goodman. Gleason reaches second base with a double. Herman scores. Gallen scores. It's Reds, 2, Cubs, 2. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Reynolds hits a fly ball into right field. Goodman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Gleason moves to third. Two outs. Rip Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 0 for 1 in the game. Russell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gleason scores. It's 3-2, Cubs. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 0 for 1 in the game. Bartel strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds 2. The Reds will come to bat. Bucky Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters is 0 for 1 in the game. Walters hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0 for 2 in the game. Werber bunts towards the mound. Paso fields it and throws to first for the out. Walters moves to second. One out. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Frey hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gallen. Frey reaches second base with a double. Walters scores. It's Reds, 3, Cubs, 3. Ivel Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Goodman hits a pop-up towards short. Bartel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. McCormick hits a fly ball into center field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Claude Paso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paso is 0 for 1 in the game. Paso strikes out. One out. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0 for 2 in the game. Hack hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Herman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Frey fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Cubs 3. The Reds will come to bat. Ernie Lombardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardi is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Lombardi hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Paso fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lee Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 0 for 2 in the game. Gamble hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hack settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Berger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Berger is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 0 for 2 in the game. Gallen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 0 for 1 in the game. Hartnett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Myers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Gallen moves to second. One out. Jim Gleason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gleason is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Gleason strikes out. 2 outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Reynolds hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-3, Cubs. Rip Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Russell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Frey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Reds 3. The Reds will come to bat. Billy Myers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myers is 0-for-2 in the game. Myers hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Paso fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bucky Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Walters hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Myers moves to third. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0-for-2 in the game. Werber strikes out. One out. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Frey hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Russell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ivel Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Russell juggles the ball. That's an error on Russell. Myers scores. Walters moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 5-4, Cubs. Frank McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. McCormick hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Walters scores. Goodman moves to third. That run is unearned. It's Reds, 5, Cubs, 5. Ernie Lombardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardi is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Lombardi hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Goodman scores. McCormick moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 6-5, Reds. Lee Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 0-for-3 in the game. Gamble takes first base on ball 4. McCormick moves to third. Lombardi moves to second. Jack Russell now pitching. Wally Berger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Berger strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 6, and the Cubs 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 0-for-2 in the game. Bartel hits a pop-up towards short. Myers settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Frey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hack hits a fly ball into right field. Goodman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 6, and the Cubs 5. The Reds will come to bat. Billy Myers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myers is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Myers hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bucky Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Walters strikes out. Two outs. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0-for-3 in the game. Werber is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 6, and the Cubs 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Herman takes first base on ball 4. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gallen bunts towards the mound. Walters fields it and throws to first for the out. Herman moves to second. One out. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 0-for-2 in the game. Hartnett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Herman scores. It's Reds, 6, Cubs, 6. Jim Gleason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gleason is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Gleason strikes out. 2 outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Lombardi for a passed ball. Hartnett moves to second. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Myers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 6, and the Cubs 6. The Reds will come to bat. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Frey is called out on strikes. One out. Ivel Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Goodman takes first base on ball 4. Frank McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. McCormick hits a fly ball into center field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ernie Lombardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardi is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Lombardi hits a fly ball into left field. Gallen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 6, and the Cubs 6. The Cubs will come to bat. Rip Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Russell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 0-for-3 in the game. Bartel hits a fly ball into center field. Berger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 0-for-1 in the game. Russell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Reds 6, and the Cubs 6. The Reds will come to bat. Lee Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Gamble hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wally Burger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burger is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Burger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Billy Myers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myers is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Myers hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Burger moves to third. Myers moves to second. Frenchy Bordigere pinch runs for Wally Burger. Bucky Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Walters hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bordigere scores. Myers scores. It's 8-6, Reds. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0-for-4 in the game. Werber hits a fly ball into center field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Frey hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Gleason. Frey reaches second base with a double. Walters moves to third. Earl Whitehill now pitching. Ival Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and two walks. Goodman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Reds 8, and the Cubs 6. The Cubs will come to bat. Frenchy Bordigere now playing left field. Harry Kraft now playing center field. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Hack hits a fly ball into center field. Kraft settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Herman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Myers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gallen hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCormick scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gallen for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cincinnati Reds, 8, and Chicago Cubs, 6. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.